in a bigger shop setting, we wouldn't have heard him when he was at the
door. Like the garage, I think it would have, it's got enough space.
It echoes enough.
Yeah, it's got, it, well, it can eat, absorb enough.
You like how my cornhole itches?
Are we recording?
No.
We're recording. He's starting it. You asked, since you asked.
The remote's right here.
Yeah, all right, stop this, delete all those and restart.
No,
that.
I didn't.
Oh, we're just going to keep going?
Recording right now.
Yeah, edit it. Stupid.
Is it recording?
It is recording.
That number, sir. Oh, I must have clicked it when I said
I might be aged, but damn, I can see that far.
It's all right. I'll just cut this
part. Okay.
From here now.
No, it's fine. We'll just go with it. It's fine. So we were talking about events, and you had wanted to mention what happened in Vegas.
Yeah, so like Vegas, the Jack's Details event, that was cool. Shout out to them. They have amazing detailing, and if you have your own business, they hook you up with a percentage of a discount. But they have
shout out to them. That's awesome.
They had like a 300 car meet. There's a bunch of cars. Anybody was welcome. They had a few cops there. It was all organized, but it was in a plaza.
They had EMTs and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's
and
a proper
like,
setup. Okay. Awesome.
20-30 bikes showed up. There was a shit ton of trucks, a shit ton of cars, Supras, anything you can think of showed up there. Dodges,
awesome.
Trucks, Challengers, anything.
If there's not a Dodge Charger and an Infiniti G35
it's
and a Mustang, I'm disappointed.
But, like, they allowed the revving. They allowed...
I'm assuming
you
within
have to
reason.
Just respect the property. Don't do burnouts.
Don't leave
that
trash.
Just ruins, yeah, don't leave trash. Don't do burnouts.
No limiter banging.
Yeah, no limiter banging. Yeah, you could rev, but like...
Reasonable.
Like, if you have
awesome.
Anti-lag, you could do... Wah, bah, bah, bah. But that's about it. Don't go... Wah, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, don't be ignorant. Like,
don't be ignorant.
It's cool.
It.
Everybody does a 5-second... Bah, 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 bah,
show off what you got.
Yeah.
We all want to hear it. We're guys. It's part of our nature. We want to know what it sounds like.
But I think...
Just don't overdo it.
Like how you said, to bring it back to that, every county or state should have... Even if you're not a big company, if you call 2 weeks ahead,
mm-hmm.
say us three wanted to do a STTG Cars and Coffee.
Yeah.
We call 2 weeks ahead. We're like, hey, can you have a few cops down here? We're going to hold a meet.
Like,
we're going to make sure it's organized. No burnouts.
Officially monitored.
So basically what it would be is, hey, we would like to host this event.
I don't think
what do we
that
need to do?
States should only do popular people because Jack's Details was a popular company. They should allow people like us to do it too.
So I'll devil's advocate here. Most of the time they deal with the larger, more popular people because they're in a larger business that have the insurance policy to back that said thing.
So
now,
I
agree what he's saying.
That is true.
We shouldn't have to deal with that. We should be able to talk to our communities going, hey, look.
So if you remember.
Yeah, go ahead.
A few years ago, we used to have this meet over in Bolingbrook.
Side note.
It
oh, you already drank it, Nick.
I did. It's on recording.
Yep. I forgot you finished it. Asshole.
I held it up and everything.
I was looking at his head.
A few years ago, we had a car meet at Red Mango over in Plainfield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That got shut down.
You guys had
buddies,
that going for a while.
Yeah, we did. One of our buddies, Chris Hill, very popular man by now. He's well known for his 1320 videos with his GTR.
Or his fucking Ferrari?
His Ferrari, his GTR.
I've never met the dude.
His son's S14. He's got a slew of vehicles.
Yeah, I've never met the dude. He seems
back
like
in
a cool
day,
man. So.
He's a local to my area, but he was talking to Bolingbrook PD.
Yeah.
We set up a whole nother meet in Bolingbrook, got permission from landlords, we got permission from local PD to hold this event. Everything was organized, legal, legit. Everything was sound, ready to go. We had people come in, the same group of people that shut down our Hobby Lobby meets, and they were fucking off, doing burnouts, revving, being excessive. And the cops came in and had said, hey, you said this wasn't going to happen. It's happening more than we would like. We need to shut it down. It was at the Bolingbrook, I think it was a golf club out there.
Sounds
and
that's
right off 111.
Like, if
we
people
it started off
rules.
Good, and then people came in and just ruined it. Go ahead.
There's also another event that we held in Vegas. we had a warehouse. It was abandoned. Someone bought the property.
Mm-hmm.
There were buildings everywhere right next to the road. And cops allowed us to hold a drift meet there. We were allowed to drift it. We had our own water source. We had like two or three trucks that were detailers that had their own mobile kit. So they had water tanks. We sprayed the concrete or their asphalt, whatever it was. And we held a drift meet in the middle
now, real
of
quick,
Vegas.
Real quick, I'm assuming that's so to slick the pavement so you cause less damage to the surface.
Yeah, like nobody wanted to go through tires that day. Nobody wanted to do damage to the property. So we put some, boxes up that were like super, super like compressed, like stacks of boxes. So we didn't hit the gate or anything. We literally held it in the middle of Vegas with a bunch of buildings, traffic going, but it was all just a warehouse with an open parking lot.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here. That's because whoever held that event owned that property, right?
Right.
So what they did as a business owner, I'm going to assume, I could be very wrong, but I'm just looking at it from what
I
did
for a
living.
I don't know exactly how it was held, but I know for sure it was the owner of that property and his event.
Yeah. So I'm just going to assume from what I do for a living, is they reached out and got permits. They contacted the city. They contacted local community. And they said, hey, we'd like to host this. We own the property. This is a private property.
Mm-hmm.
But can you please set out a few units to do here to give us, if something pops off.
We didn't have any units. They just legally could not do anything.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is as an owner, as an event holder, you go, even if you don't come to the property, can you be outside if something happens and somebody tries? Can you be there for security if something does happen?
I'm doing the same thing.
It's possible. I may be wrong, but
we're trying to do an event each month throughout this whole year.
So real quick,
some events we're doing more of.
I want you to connect with this.
We're doing. It's more off road oriented. I do want to include more bike nights. I want to do more car related things, not just off road lifted
really good
vehicles. I want to do the lowered scene too.
Okay.
So a lot of the lifted vehicles, they don't come in revving their shit. It's more showing off their lift.
They want to do the angle.
Many of
thing.
Them have aftermarket exhausts on to are show
they,
off their engines.
And if they do,
it's
a
street or pavement princesses or like
a little bit of both. So we do have our mall crawlers. We do have our strictly rock crawlers. We have our off road destroyers. We have just our pavement
princesses.
We have a little bit of everything.
And they even have a lot like. I'm going to bring this because I own one.
Mm-hmm.
But they have I saw a Honda Element and a fucking Scion XB and then a bunch
Honda
of Subarus.
Ridge lines. We've had Bronco Sports, Broncos, Jeeps.
Huge variety.
Jeeps of all varieties.
I love
we've had our
it's Ford fantastic.
Focuses come through there. We've had our
hold on, you said a Focus?
Yes.
For a lift or for like a lineman or some kind of?
Lowering kit.
Okay,
we
no,
did
cool.
A, we
okay.
did coilovers.
So
they are common for lowering.
We've done lowering kits on F-150s. 1,200 horsepower F-150s, 1,200 horsepower.
You got 1,200. You better lower that motherfucker. Please lower that.
We've done slicks on beadlocks for 1,200 horsepower TRXs.
Damn.
A little bit of everything.
Essentially, what you want to do,
summing
it up, you want to create events
for everyone.
For everything where you.
Yep.
So, example. I'm going to ask this as a Subaru
that's
owner.
That's what Jack's detail did. They had the lifted trucks, the lowered cars, the drift cars, show cars,
same
bag
thing.
Cars.
We're doing one for lifted vehicles. We're doing one for pavement princesses.
Okay.
We're doing one for strictly rock crawlers. Like your rock crawling rigs that you don't daily.
Right.
That's awesome.
Like trailered down to the mountain type thing.
Yep. Like a road crosser with
mountain.
A Jeep.
We want to do bike nights every other week, if not every week. We want to do your lowered shitbox category.
The legacy.
So,
have like limo contests and shit.
Yep.
That
anything that you daily that you could consider a shitbox.
So real quick, essentially, I like to play devil's advocate.
That's exactly what we're calling it.
I like to play devil's advocate because I look at things from, me and him have good debates sometimes, but I
we're
look at it from the opposite.
Boxer night, anything with a boxer motor.
So
boxer
real quick,
brawl.
So say you do. So say you do lift kit and wheels and lift kits, whatever. So
lock
say
and lifts.
So say it's focused on Jeeps, and a guy in a Subaru and a Ford F-150 that have the same stuff that want to come up, are they welcome?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you're welcome.
Lattes and lifts.
But anything the focus lifted. Will be that said vehicle. For
you
can
even have a lifted Miata come through that.
Yes, exactly.
Bro, you, real side note, because you said that. You said the dude who off-roads his fucking Miata?
What color? Funny fact, is it blue?
It's a dark color.
I was going to say, if it's a light blue, that's a chick, actually. And
no, it's
her name,
no,
Baja
Miata. No, I mean,
she
it's
a
dude.
Full blown Baja
like,
Miata.
Like, he shows himself on the side, like, in the mountain. Like,
there's a local out here.
No, he's in, like, California, Arizona, or some shit. Like, he's out by.
There's a local out here with a lifted Miata.
I know who you're talking about. Who is it? Birdo?
Birdo.
He's got the Mustang, too,
he's
right?
He's got the General Lee Miata.
Fucking G. I want him on here, by the way. All right, sorry. That was just.
But we okay, have. It's, we have. Lattes and lifts,
cool.
Which is anything lifted. We're doing dubs and grubs, anything 22 inches or bigger for wheels. We're doing boxer brawl. We're doing bike night. We're doing shitbox Saturdays. We're anything that can target a specific area.
Slow
we're
Sundays.
We're going
to
do it.
But everybody's welcome to come
slow,
join the festivities.
We're also going to do a generalized event where anyone and anything, whether you're lowered, lifted, big wheels, small wheels, big tires, low
even if you just
low
have
tires,
a clean car,
anything is everything is welcome. Whether it's a
just
shit
come
box
on, hang out,
to
have
a
fun.
Show car, anything right. is welcome.
And on a side note, the pot I can't guarantee every one of them, but the podcast will be there.
I would like
for
to.
A lot of these. He during the events,
I'll
he has to represent the company.
One of them, whether he's there representing the podcast, I will be there in uniform for my company.
I'm always going to be
ready. As much as I
media.
Would like,
you better, bitch.
As much as I would like to represent the podcast,
you have a job.
They're
going to
come first over the podcast, just because I have to work it.
No, that's fair.
And I'll even be media for you. Like when you're fabricating and stuff, I will sit there and film you welding and shit.
You can catch
building
a podcast
a whole
flag hanging somewhere in the shop.
Though. You'll get, I guarantee it. That's awesome.
And if you have a team, if you have a club or whatever it is, and you want to come to these events, look out for Total Off-Road and More in Naperville. Look at their Facebook. You'll find all the information there for each event. If you have a team flag, club flag, event flag, whatever it is, bring us one, please.
Even a
hang
sticker.
Hang it up in the showroom.
Even stickers. A sticker.
We already have.
I have one stipulation. If you have stickers or slaps, we want one. The reason being is.
Podcast wants stickers.
Yeah.
My job wants flags. We already have Chicago and Broncos flag hanging
That's
up.
That's fucking awesome.
I want to line our whole showroom in flags. Whether it be
it's
a
decent
club,
size showroom
or a team. Whatever
like
it be.
Wing signature?
No, fuck that. That's staying in the garage.
Whatever it be.
Fuck that.
For my
I
work.
I love Forrest. That's not leaving.
Yeah, Forrest Lane is my
for my work, I want flags. I want to line the whole showroom in local.
No, I meant
flags.
For like to give out to people.
Yes.
We want the slaps just to see that essentially it's we just want to see that you found your site through us. And if anything, just say, hey, Thrace, I heard about you on the podcast, or Nate, I heard about you, or Kia, I heard about you. We're just, I got a Jeep with 22s. I just wanted to come by and have fun. Hey, Gab, Gab up, have a great time. We'll catch
podcast,
up later.
Podcast will do stickers. If you're coming into my work, please bring me a flag. That way.
At least bring a sticker.
It'll bring variety to whatever you're doing. Someone in the automotive or the off-road industry walks into my shop. They see a flag up there. Hey, what's that? Immediately, someone's going
to
look into
it. What, exactly? 15, 20 bucks to go create a flag, too?
Yeah, roughly. We'll say a high-end 25 to 30.
15 bucks on Amazon.
40 at max. 40 at max for a flag to bring in.
Yep.
To have your company represented.
And
all the
real flag. Quick, you're thinking a 3x5 flag, a standardized flag.
Just a standardized flag.
Cool. Which to me is a 3x5.
Most 3x5 to.
Or a 2x4.
4x6.
Something.
Whatever it is. I don't care what size.
I don't know. What the fuck's the one in the garage? I don't know.
Whatever you can afford for a flag, bring it in. I'll hang it.
Essentially, what he's saying is. He wants to invite you guys out to be to the events, to interact with each other.
I want to support whoever is local. You could be two states away. That's local enough for me. Bring it out. I want to support you.
And that digs into
just Midwest.
Anything Midwest. Local. Midwest.
And look out for Nate. I'm going to bring him a red vest. He will be in a red vest at every event we go to.
Yes.
Every event.
So look for the red vest. It's going to have a big logo on the back, and it's going to have a smiley on the left chest. I don't know why I thought of the smiley guy. I saw him smiling.
He's always smiling.
So, fuck it.
Nobody can copy it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Literally, you will always see a smile on my face. There is not a time you will see me at an event and I'm not smiling, cheesy, and taking a photo of your car.
If you see someone in a red vest with the same setup, if he's not Asian, it's not us.
If it's not him or me, you
short Asian guy, red vest, always me.
Imposter! You son of a bitch!
I'll start wearing it. Had a little Among Us guy on my shoulder. Imposter!
Oh, that's great. No, I think that's awesome that we're you guys are holding those events. I think it's gonna be really helpful to the community in general, the automotive community in general. Not a lot of people.
Just the Midwest car culture.
Yeah, like, and we have to as
I want it to be
Illinois.
A safe haven for any form of car enthusiast.
Yes, and even if you don't know about lifted vehicles and you're curious,
come out, check it out.
I'll use my car as an example. Say I'm out there one day and somebody goes, "Dude, I love your Outback. What'd you do?" Bro, I did tires in a rack.
I can admit it.
And
I don't own
we
a
go
car.
From there.
I don't have a license, but look at me. I love the Legacy. I love the 240. I know a lot
We've
about
worked
cars.
On many Subarus, and Theo knows the main person that we work with very closely, Caesar, over at Endless
Performance.
Yep. Endless, yeah.
Dude.
Any type of wiring
Sweetheart.
That we can't figure out or we're not willing to do or not certified to do, we send them over to Caesar. And we've marked on many of his Subarus.
Can we do that with the 240? I'm so tired of that wiring.
No, you know what he's going to tell me?
I've got someone in mind.
For you know what he's going to tell me? I know what you can do. Go do it your fucking self.
It's...
He's like, I know you got the knowledge to do it.
If Caesar can't do it, there's a shop in Sugar Grove though.
Yeah, I know
that's
exactly
the
what you're talking about.
The person that did Ross's pink car.
That's who I want to do the
MR2.
Was
his a 14.5 or was it a 15?
No, this is a 14.
Full 14.
Full 14?
It was Colin that had the half.
Oh, Colin has a 15.
13.5?
He's got the boss car.
Okay.
No, but his purple one. It's a 14.5,
yeah,
right?
His purple car is a 14.5.
Okay.
His green car was a 14 boss.
Okay. Oh, it's not the S13?
I get it. Yeah.
14. He's
I don't think I've seen the back of it.
Hardcore S14 or die. That's
I don't think I've seen
got.
The back of it.
The only S13 he's had was our shell before he sold it to me.
Fair enough.
He for me, I've only talked to him a few times. He's not a very social person.
No.
But if you ask him, hey, Colin, can I please get a ride along if
he's
you have time?
He's a genuine person, but he keeps to himself.
Fucking dude.
Do you ever think about selling that Jay-Z? Let me know.
I don't see that.
I don't think he ever will, but you
he's
ever
never going
do,
to.
Let me know.
So I will say
you have a local buyer willing to get it.
So the two people who locked me into this drift scene, these motherfuckers. I was up at GLD. I think you were there. It was at a test day, I think. And no, it was after DDCS, Daily Drift Competition.
Mm-hmm.
Ross goes, Colin, Keo car, now go.
Was it when you so kindly bought me a DDCS sweatshirt?
I did, yes.
Yes.
It was that same weekend. Ross.
Shout out to Keo. Shout out to Adam for the hoodies.
Since we're talking Love about it. Hoodies, stand up and show off your hoodie real quick.
Please, dude, that's fucking awesome.
I can't
really
stand, I'm taller than the camera, but.
Just
right.
Block. Kneel, bitch.
Yeah, kneel. There you go. Yeah.
Honestly,
goes for any motorsport. Know your limits.
Love the
know
hoodie.
Your limits. Every motorsport.
I will say thank you to
Ross. Unless rally racing, then just full
even
send
then,
nonsense.
Even then,
just
you're
don't
a
die.
Breed, know your limits.
Yeah.
I will say thank you to Ross because Ross is like legit. To my memory, I might be off a little bit, but my memory, I was in such shock this happened was, Colin, Keo car, go now.
Yes.
And it was done. Colin didn't go. It was just okay. John, he goes, you ready? You ever been in a drift car? No? Dude, I fucking love the set. Like, what's this? Party lights? Fucking let's go. He goes, I was like, full, like, he goes, what do you want to do? Full send. Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm that shook. I'm like, holy fuck. It was fucking, it was so cool because.
Out of every motorsport, I will say drifting has given me the most adrenaline.
Yeah.
To
well,
excitement.
So for yes. me, what I look up is I see where Ross came from and where he's at. And the popularity. I see where Colin came from and where he's at. I know Ross way more than Colin, but it's cool because, like, get him, go now. No, done, no question. When Ross gets his pink one done, he goes, I'm sitting there going, all right, cool. We got the car unloaded. We're done. He goes, get the fuck in the car. It wasn't even, you want, get in the car. I have ever shit myself so bad in two sessions in a fucking S chassis in my life. The what was cool is just feeling the force. Just the
I have whack. Never, whack. I was never like, been in slack. A ride along in the pink car. I've never been.
Amy,
I have sat in it when he was building it.
I wanted Amy
when
in
it
the car.
Was running. I have never been in a ride.
Amy yeah. will piss herself in a car, but I
no
have
no
legit,
no. She would love it.
I have never legit been on a real track run, but I've been on a lot of ride-alongs of like S turns in Vegas.
I've only been
you watching this. I'm sure you know.
I will throw
S turns
here.
In Vegas.
Because I'm salty, I never rode in the pink car.
I am kind of salty. I'm mad I had never got a track ride.
I've never ridden in the pink car while it was running. I've only sat in it while it was being built. Blake has sat in it while it was being built when he was test fitting.
Okay, so you
seats.
Get the first ride of all of us in the S550.
Better be the first ride as soon as this Mustang is running. It is already running as of now.
Just because you said that, I'm going to be like, yo, Ross, your brother said that he wanted the first ride. Give me the first ride.
Well, I am going to call him out on this.
So my thing is, one I would love to get in is Colin's new car or the truck, the shop truck.
Which one, that little Subaru?
His purple one, but he's
upgrading. Oh,
yeah. The old Chevy.
I want to go in his fun car.
The shop truck. Yes. The one Ross and Colin did a lot of work on. It's fucking awesome.
I would love a ride along in either the green car or the purple car of Colin. The only car really for competition that I've rode in was KMR Chris.
I want to ride
his 2J S14. That thing is wild.
It's light as shit too.
Yes.
So for me, like I didn't know Colin had two cars at the time. I got in the purple one. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this was his comp car.
Bring her in. Show her off. Introduce her to the channel.
Another episode.
See ya.
I'm on it.
Aki.
Ben.
No.
No, she doesn't want Nate. It's fine. Let her
go.
It's fine. It's another next episode. We'll do
next
it.
Next episode we can do.
Well,
she's feeling a little
better. No, so it was cool. I didn't know he had multiple cars.
Yes. He's always got multiple cars.
Yo, verte.
Aki.
Ven acá.
Como se dice introduction?
Hacer una introducción, amor. Ven acá.
No estoy peinada.
Pon un cosa acá. Usar esto.
Say hola.
Hi.
No, come in.
Amor.
Hey. No.
Ven. I thought it was super cool with Colin having two cars. I didn't know Ross got me the comp car. I thought it was his party car.
Mm-hmm.
I had the cars confused. I only seen Colin's post a few times. And then, it, like I said, it was awesoming in that. And the look on his face when he saw me, he's like, this is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's what
like,
we do it for.
It's just.
Right.
And that's one thing I'll say is personally, if you ever see somebody at an event on a free run, hey, Nate, if you have time, can I get a ride along sometime?
Yep.
Oh, if,
I guarantee you, nine out of 10 times. If something goes wrong, leave it alone. But nine out of 10 times, you got a helmet? No, hey, Nate, Tim, Chris, Samantha, give me a helmet.
If you're not sure on when to ask, just ask right away.
I was going to say, I know I'm the main media guy, but I'm going to be driving too. Even if it's the 240 or I get my own car, if you ask for a ride along and I'm comfortable enough, 100%, you could be a stranger, you can be anybody in the world.
If bugs are figured out, the car's running solid, it's a test and tune day, like they're testing. If it's not the first run, because the first run is to figure
give you a couple runs.
Come up, ask. Even if it's during a competition, hey, after the competition, can I have a ride along?
Right.
Most 10 out of 10 times, most people are going to tell
which
you.
Which I regret not doing at the last event, because I really wanted to ask.
Just get it, kill it.
I really wanted to ask Ross for a ride along.
Do it. He'll tell you when he's ready to do it. If he's busy, he'll let you know. He'll say, hey, come back in 20 minutes. I'll take you for the wildest ride of your fucking life.
He did get to do a few laps. I don't know if he was to do it.
It's fucking insane. It's so awesome.
If I go up and tell him, hey, somebody wants to ride a lap, he is not going to let
he
you.
Will,
like,
he will
okay,
make time.
This is easy. He's going to make you shit your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he will make...
But
not
that's like
him.
The point of drifting. Like when you
he
give
she.
Someone their first ride along, yeah, he or she. If you give them, not even
if
it's their
if
first
he
ride
knows,
along,
if it's someone that he knows that they know.
So I have a quick question for you
it's
guys.
It's a trust. It's a level of trust. If
right.
he knows you directly, he's gonna make it because he finds.
Oh, he's gonna make you shit yourself even more.
He's gonna make you piss your pants.
So real
and
quick,
I really
guys.
I hope he does. If I ever get a ride along from Ross, or when I do,
no, you will.
I hope he will make me. Be like, God damn, that was fucking scary.
Oh no,
you will never want to step foot in his car again.
I will promise you, I will make we will make him push that car as hard as he can.
The street car, his current
I'm afraid to get in that fucking car.
Will make you piss your pants.
I wanna get it. I like Colin's style. I really want to get a ride along with Colin. He has a fascinating style.
So two questions real quick. First one.
I like how hard he goes on his S14.5.
How do you think Callan and Ross compare in driving? And we're going to, for those who are wondering, we're going to speak about these two because of the fact that we know them personally. I know, obviously, I watch Ross.
Some of us more than those.
Okay, so this
I'll let you both get you both.
This is
I'm going to let you both go first.
No,
this is a little bit unfair.
I'm curious from my view of, because you, obviously, he's your brother, and I want to see your view as a spectator. Why do you like, so Nate, go first.
Who do you like and why?
Who do you like and
why? More and why?
Okay, so I have to say only Colin for right now because I've never seen Ross compete. When he was driving at the event, he was doing it for shits and giggles.
Time the fuck out. The clip I showed you at fucking
No,
some shit? That was them competing together.
Me personally seeing
in
him
person.
Drive. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
Colin compete. Yes, he was doing it to test the car. Yes, it was for fun. So he wasn't full sending, but he was full sending.
Hello?
I've seen Ross drive that day.
Is everything okay?
But for how they were driving that day, Ross was doing it for fun. He just wanted to try the track. He was a drudge that
Which
day.
Which event? I'll make sure you get
it. I went to the second event for the US Air one.
US Air?
Of August. Last August.
Don't think
round
I watched that one.
Round two or three.
I don't think I watched.
Ross
was
went
it with
out
the pink
in
car.
Yeah, Ross
yeah.
went out
I've
in.
Never
well, no, he was spec. He was judge. He was judge.
Yeah, he was
judge.
Okay, so he was not competing.
No.
So that's when I met
him
and everybody.
Okay.
Or I haven't seen him like compete yet. But
okay.
From Colin style, when he was competing, he was, in my opinion. If he didn't spin out that last round, he definitely won that competition.
So I want to throw this
so
out here real quick.
So he was throwing the most style, the most angle, the most badass car, in my opinion.
Okay.
It's an S14.5.
Mm-hmm.
I have a soft spot for S chassis, obviously. So
I don't.
Other than his S14.5, I would say that black E36, E46.
The 2J one?
Yeah, the 2J one.
Yeah. Fucking
his
car,
car
by the way.
Was my second favorite there. So those two cars were my favorite. But when Colin was competing, that man was sending it in that
mm-hmm.
car. So, from what I've seen, Colin.
I gotta add a side note to this.
If I watch them both compete in person, Ross has a little more experience, in my opinion. So I feel like it would be Ross.
I think so. Real quick to give,
but
I haven't
seen them compete.
I'm gonna
so
let
I don't
you
know.
Go before I.
No, I want to give this for the DBCS response. The Daily Drift competition series. On a side note, Adam, fantastic job on this so far. Thank you for letting us partner with you again in 2024. Excited for the release of that announcement.
Awesome event, by the way. I fucking love that event. It was my first event out here, and I can
broke a cherry. Yes.
I can tell you that was one of the best events I've been to, even considering Vegas Drift.
I wish I was competing in it. I don't have enough footage for tandeming, so I'm not accepted into it. I did apply. I just don't have footage to verify I can tandem.
I think we'll figure something out. As far as just
next year.
No, as far as maybe if like if we have dead time and he goes out and he wants partners to go out, maybe we can go out. We'll figure it out. We'll take care of that later.
So
I hate to be this guy, but I gotta use the bathroom.
Go
for it.
Me and you can both hear about this. So real quick, Brace, as far as a spectator to the event, what do you think of DDC is? I'm asking this because of the fact that
I've been to one DDCS.
No, you went to two. No, you went to one. I thought you went to Great Lakes.
Only Great Lakes.
You were supposed to go to Great Lakes, but you got it into work.
No, I've been to the GLD one. I haven't been since I've been to USA.
Sorry, I apologize. USA.
The only one that I've been to is when you bought me the sweatshirt.
Yep.
That was when.
You know what reason I bought that?
That was when Blake, my son, was an infant. Literally.
Oh, he was
new to
mad.
I was in the lifted Suburban. Everything was great. We're chilling on the roof of the Suburban because we had the best view from there.
I tried to get up there. I was too short. I knew if I got up, I wasn't getting down. But
he had a hard time getting in the driver's seat.
Kiss my ass. It's true. But
I forced him into it. But from that, I loved everything about it. I briefly.
I'm going to fully admit, I fucking hate that car. I just tripped over it walking back inside.
It's called a light,
shit.
Sir?
It's called a Nissan.
No, I had the light on. When I turned around and went to step, I hit the fucking jack that's holding the tire. The fucking...
Oh, the dolly?
Yeah, the dolly, and
you
I
know,
tripped over it an H.
The bitch piece is silver metal.
So, DDCS, okay, no. I love the event.
Jesus
Christ. I've only been to it when it was at JLD. The one event. Loved everything about it. Briefly talked to Adam. Was introduced real quick. Hi. He was busy. Had to go completely get it. I'd be the same way.
Real quick, I mainly went.
I mainly went for
again. Really, dude.
For personal friends that I know.
Okay.
Royce was there. Bob was there. Mason was there. A bunch of people that I knew was there.
A lot of the.
It was just a good time.
Ryan was there. Fucking
yeah.
Nook was there. A lot of guys. Like a lot of the. Shout out to you, Wisconsin guys, for being up there. Thank you for supporting GLD.
Mason in the 350Z. Sorry, I can't remember your name. Mason Kramer. He does a lot of photography and content for it. He's in.
And what happened that same weekend?
Was that the?
It was a papa question.
Was that the gender reveal and the proposal?
No, that was a proposal.
It was. Oh, so he was.
That was a proposal.
That was the gender reveal as well, because the Fox body did it.
Oh, I didn't see the. I was
the Fox body did the gender reveal.
I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, the Fox body did the gender reveal.
Drinking.
Bob, no, this is at GLD.
Bob proposed to Carly. Their wedding was today. I was supposed to be there, and I sincerely apologize. We cannot be there for it. I forgot to plan for
real quick,
it. I was not in my funding.
Mace, congratulations. I'm happy for you guys, personally.
Yes. Mason and Tiffany, Bob and Carly this weekend.
Awesome.
Proud of y'all. Super
so
happy.
I don't know Bob, so...
But I can guarantee you, my Bob, if you see him, you'd know it.
I probably would. If I met you, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That whole weekend for me was just a lot
both
of...
Both of them, super great
shit.
People. Super happy I met both of you. Great, great people to know in the industry.
Awesome. Real quick, as a spectator, who are you the most excited for to ride along? I want to answer him. But I want to add an add-on for you.
So going back to the
question. I want you to, who are you as a media guy? Who are you most excited to video or capture competing? But Thrace, go first, please.
Going back to the initial question, the debate between Ross and Colin.
Oh, yeah.
They were teammates. From what I've seen, when I first met Colin, he had a lot of issues with the purple car. A lot of cooling issues. There's a lot of issues that he would get through a couple of corners, couldn't complete the rest of it.
Okay.
Ross was still VQ at the time in the teal car, the S13 hatch. He was still figuring out his issues as well. Could only make it through.
Oh, you mean the one we have bumpers on the car?
Yes.
Awesome.
When Ross got into the pink car, I apologize. I didn't follow too much with Colin, a little bit here and there. But from what I've seen, I think competition-wise, they were fairly equal. I may be biased with this comment, but I think Ross had slightly better runs in certain areas than Colin. They were fairly equal, but I feel like there was certain initiations, certain proximity and everything that Ross had a little bit better that he was judged unfairly on. Ross will agree with the judges.
So two questions here. Because
every run he had that I watched, I immediately texted him afterwards and I go, I don't agree with him. He immediately responded with, it was a fair call.
So three comments.
He is a very humble person.
Three comments. This is not at Ross or Colin. This is drifters in general.
Yes.
Do you think drifters are biased to themselves or how do you think drifters see themselves? Do you think if we combine Colin and Ross, they would be into a single entity? They would be a lethal fucking combination.
If they were once...
And hold on, number three.
So,
well, Ross proved it at the end.
Wait. Number three. I have to say this. I think, hang on. I know where you're going, but let me get... As a Midwest person, do you think Ross / Colin... against East West Coast?
No.
Hold on.
Force and no competition.
They would dominate.
Exactly.
The both of them together,
if they combined driving styles and skills from each other, together. Nobody would touch them.
I have one person
I want to state
the only person that could compete would be James Dean.
I have one other person.
I want to set a limitation to this.
Wins two styles.
A pro am or pro spec driver without entering FD.
Okay, because yeah, Forrest is an FD.
If Colin,
I'm sorry. I'm still new to drifting. I hear pro am and pro spec. I don't know what.
For,
is it pro one, pro
if
two,
Ross
or
and
how,
Colin
yeah,
were
basically.
To
okay.
teach each other?
Pro am is pro one, pro spec is pro two.
Okay, so pro spec is what we would focus on.
So if Ross and Colin were to teach each other,
yes, please go ahead.
To fill in their weaknesses and become one immense force in the drift world, I believe their only competition would be either James Dean or Chelsea DeNova. And my top choice is James Dean.
So question.
Only because James Dean is
He's got fucking balls.
He's the top drifter in the world. Not just the States. Not just overseas. He's the world. He won consecutively all of FD in America. He took it overseas to Drift Masters and won their whole series. He is the top drifter in the world. If you disagree, there's facts to prove it.
I only disagree because I think of drifting as more than competition, I guess. Like, more than
there is.
Who's going to win the competition. It's the style, the angle, that all is, that.
Hold on. So
it's all being judged off of style, angle, smoke, proximity.
Right.
That's all universal no matter where you're at.
Pause this real quick.
I want to challenge you on that. Are you being biased? Because you have met Forrest Wang.
Nope. I have loved Forrest Wang before I knew who Forrest Wang was.
And that was before anyone knew who James Dean was.
That's true.
This is also a lot. This is.
I am challenging you on, I feel like that's a biased opinion.
Okay.
He's also a West Coast drifter. He's also grew up on West Coast.
I am assuming Forrest Wang is who got you into drifting.
Actually, no. It was into
professional
Rad drifting. Mike. Rad Mike got me into professional drifting, actually.
Yeah, he's a good
one. Yeah, I fell in love with
him. Hold on, to be fair, you're still talking the same coast.
Yes.
I am a
West Coast drifter.
Yes, I am a bias to West Coast drifters. That is 100% fact.
So, I'll ask this. I want to think how I want to phrase this.
Yeah. All I know is whenever this part two releases, we need to tag Colin and Ross.
Oh, 100%.
I want both of them.
I want them to see this.
I want both of them on this episode.
I want both of their inputs.
Why don't we just throw them in an episode?
Scheduling.
Colin, Ross, let us know when it works for you.
Yeah, we have a pretty good open pizza.
No, it's funny actually. There's a reason
because I want their opinions on this.
There's a reason we need to do an episode with Ross.
Yes.
And Ross, personally for me.
You know who'd be sick to throw on to this? Chow.
Yeah.
That might be able to be worked into.
For me, Ross, there's a reason he needs to be on the episode before he goes on another one.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we can do a lot with that one. Calvin and Ross at the same time. We we need separate episodes and then together.
We need a lot of time.
Yeah.
To have both of them together.
Like, we need to start like 8 fucking in the morning.
We're probably going to have
at Ross's shop at R&D.
If R&D can host a podcast for us, because it'd be the halfway for all of us, in all honesty.
It'd be a little closer to you, if anything, but
it's still a good halfway.
It gives us family time.
Yes.
I'm okay.
It's a little bit more of a drive for you guys. It's about equal distance for me.
I'll be on the bike. I don't give a shit.
Colin, I think, is slightly closer.
Yeah, he's a little bit closer, but it's fine.
But still, like, out of the
Steve's
general
gonna
rep
our helmet,
three,
so I don't give a shit.
Out of the general three of everybody,
better
or four of everybody.
We could host it at Total Off-Road.
Middle?
Yeah.
We'll figure out a place. Or Heidi's house, I don't know.
Yeah.
And Ross's house, I don't care.
It's closer for Ross, that's not fair.
I mean, it is what
it is. Hey, we're gonna get drunk there and stay there anyway, so it's okay.
Fair.
I'll sleep in that basement.
That basement's so cold and comfortable.
Oh my god. Rearranging that was pretty fun.
That was not fun. Let's
for me,
see.
It was pretty fun.
So real quick, Nate, what are your three most excited events you want to see?
Well,
and I'm gonna add a caveat: you cannot include Daily Drift because we have to be there. We already have the days off. We are gonna be there. You can't miss.
So it's not really a fair question for me because I know is Vegas Drift.
This can be in person or on stream or video. Three events you're excited to witness.
I'm gonna bypass you on that.
Okay.
I want to know in person only.
Okay, no. Answer both, please, actually. I want to know
both.
Don't care where it's at. Anywhere in the country.
Or no.
Anywhere in
the
world or
anywhere
in the country.
No, country.
Working
it stupid. Let's go with country.
Alright, I'll give you an answer for both, actually. If it's anywhere in the world, I want to see a Japanese event. I've always been fascinated with the Japanese FD style.
So real quick, I want to clarify this because for me, I'm personally curious. So say it's a drifting in Japan, and it's a Thursday afternoon. It's not a competition weekend, but it's a Thursday afternoon where people are out.
Even then, like Samet,
just to witness it.
At Samet. Samet, when he goes to Ebisu and he does his videos and he drifts his JZX or whatever car he has down there at the time.
Okay.
I love watching them because they full send those cars and they have that long straightaway to throw that reverse entry around that corner, do that S turn. So when it comes to that, Japan's FD competitions. But when it comes to stateside competitions.
Now we're talking all levels.
Not
just FD.
Too familiar with all of them out here, but I like the US Air one.
I see you
biting
it. I see you
biting
it.
But the one in California, I don't know what the name of it is, but the one that they host in California.
There's a couple.
No, like the really, really big one they hold in California.
So I'm going to say this from my view, they host a couple. I know they host a huge one. I don't know the name.
Yeah, I don't know
but
the name
for me,
of the huge, huge one.
In California, how they're advertised.
The most recent
they are
one?
Very big
events. Yes.
The most recent one is Laguna Seca.
That one. That is the event.
Oh, you mean Grid Life?
This was the first year they had it.
Hold on. Are you talking Grid Life or not? Are you talking California-specific hosted events? Like West Coast?
Well, I don't know who hosts it. So it's either California or Grid Life's hosting it. I don't know who hosts the event.
I'm pretty sure he's talking
about
Grid Life. Gonna say,
yeah, Grid Life.
It is that one. So yeah, Grid Life.
Bro, the lineup on that track, on a side note, the lineup on that track was fucking insane. I was on the train shitting myself going, holy shit. I saw it the next day.
I would love to see
like,
Ross.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
That track in person.
They have in-cam videos of both.
It's not the same.
No,
I'd love to see
physically being in the car.
Yes.
Okay. So obviously you said that. What would you want to see on a non-FD scale in the Midwest? Because I don't know all events.
So grassroots is.
To be fair, Grid Life is not FD.
No, it's also not grassroots. So example.
It's a mixture.
So we'll say like Grid Life, or we can say Fall Line Drift. I think it's Fall Line Drift. Alex Bruner, I found him on Circle of Drift. Him and his friend, his company.
Drift Indy Street League. You've got Hostile Takeover at GLD. You've got DDCS at US Air.
Daily Drift Competition Series. We sponsor that bitch.
You've got that Drift Series. I think it's Riverside at ND.
I definitely want to go see Riverside. I've seen a lot of competitions out there, and that is a track.
They're also in Salem, Indiana.
Red Rock Canyon. I know they have a competition there. I would love to see a competition at Red Rock.
Okay.
That is a track that I've drifted on CarX and Aceto, and I love that place. I love Red Rock.
So,
Theo, where would you like to experience? Overseas and stateside.
Overseas, I want to go hook up with and link up with Gutter to Gutter. And Lonely Drivers Club in Australia.
I like Lonely Drivers Club.
No, those guys are G's.
If we're talking about Canada, even though they're not drift, daily driven.
Canada Motorsports Park, guaranteed done. Fucking.
I still consider them stateside because they're part of North America.
With daily driven?
Anything Canada.
The other one, so over Australia's. Like I said, those two podcasts, Gutter to Gutter and Lonely Drivers Club, are
might be a stickler, but you got to scoot more over this way.
I'm sorry. So those are two of my Australia ones in Japan. Anywhere in Japan, I just want to go. I have multiple reasons to go, but that's not the point.
Do you think you're biased to the Japanese because we're Japanese?
Probably.
Because I know I can fully admit I'm biased to the Japanese.
No, I think it's because I grew up on their driving style. From drag racing to circuit racing, everything. I grew up on their driving style.
Everything.
I grew up in Tokyo because I saw you could take a Kano shitbox.
Yeah.
And you could have a 900 horsepower GTR. Mm-hmm. And you're both going the same fucking mountain road.
Those tech
you can have all the fucking horsepower you want.
Initial D.
Who's the better driver?
Initial D is a point proven thing, and AE86 was whooping most boosted cars and shit.
And it came down to pure driver. And stateside, I guess I would say, there's an event or two in South America I want to go to, and there's a couple in Germany. I can't remember their names. I heard them once or twice.
After this, I have one question for both of you.
Absolutely. Don't forget that. Keep repeating it right.
I definitely know this
question. Stateside, I definitely want to go down to Slipping Sideways.
Okay.
Down at they have a series, and we're gonna work our ass off to get down there.
Yes,
Alex, if we can make it down, I promise we're gonna be down there. We'll be in touch. If not, I apologize, but I will find somebody to be in touch down there with you. Thrace will find somebody.
Yeah,
we will find somebody that's coming in to be in touch with you.
I've got family,
but I want to go to Mid Pond.
Okay,
and I'm focusing drift track only. Mid Pond. To witness, I'm not driving. Mid Pond, Killcare. I don't know why you mentioned Killcare. I think it's because it's local.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's a handful of other ones, but if I could choose one, PPIR.
West Coast Arena would be a
for Grid Life because it's gonna be a fucking riot. And just watching the videos, it's like I'm on the train home from work at fucking 11 o'clock at night going.
Right.
This is fucking insane. The guys, you okay? I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm watching people I personally know at this event in Colorado that are doing this. Like, this is awesome. He goes, what is it? I shit grill like.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for me, I guess those would be a few. I'm sure I'm missing a ton of other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, that's my answer is those couple.
For me, overseas.
Don't forget your question, Nate.
There's only one that I really want to see overseas as of right now. There's a ton that I do want to attend. The main one right
now. Time out real quick. I want to see the Adam LZ tour on a consecutive tour. And if we could find a way as a company to get with him on one event, I don't care, one fucking event, I would kill to do it.
So
I would love to do it.
For me, overseas, there's only one that I really, really want to go to right now, and that's Drift Masters.
No, where is that held at? I've heard of it. I just don't know where it's held at. Sorry. I'm new to drifting.
Maybe Germany, somewhere in that region.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's...
I just know it's in a Europe
somewhere,
area.
Somewhere in that region.
But I thought Drift Fest was held over stateside, too.
It's... No.
No?
Nope.
Okay. I better get mixed up. I'm sorry.
Drift Masters is of anywhere in the world. If you think you're the best and you can qualify for it, you're in it. James Dean competed in it, and he won it for 1 year, and that's where the 14-year-old competed with him as well.
That's the stadium event.
Yes.
That
oh,
what
shit.
Brings me. How do you guys feel about all these young pro drivers?
Go for it. If you can do it, destroy it. What you do.
I have a caveat.
If it's stateside for an event for me,
if you have your family support
to,
behind you, go for it.
Even if you don't have your family support, if you're good
if
at
you're,
what you do, pursue the shit out of it.
I mean,
yeah, that's my opinion. Like, no matter if your family, your friends, whoever it is, if you're good at that, do it. It boils down to drifting, driving, gaming.
Let me
everything.
Finish my answer.
Go ahead. Sorry,
if
sorry.
Stateside,
sorry.
The only one that I want to go to right now is Hyperfest.
Hyperfest.
So. That's at VIR.
Yes.
That's the one that has off-road, drifting, track.
They've got a strictly turbo diesel.
Is that the one fucking RJ did the fucking electric
okay.
car
yes.
thing? Okay.
Yes.
Cool. I'm down.
One thing I want to go to, actually, it might be a little biased because I'm from Vegas.
If you say Vegas, sure.
Nope. SEMA. We hold the
Andrew,
biggest SEMA
that's like
event.
A pinnacle of builds is to go to that.
Right.
Fuck SEMA? No, fuck SEMA. Give me PPIR. Let us go to PPIR. I would rather see PPIR.
You heard it here, hot take.
Fuck SEMA,
yeah.
Give me PPIR.
No. SEMA, and, because SEMA, you have to be privately invited, and you will see the most baddest cars there.
And you will also see the shittiest cars at
no,
SEMA.
No, you will not see
yes,
the shittiest cars at SEMA.
I promise
they won't
you.
Allow you to be in SEMA.
I will.
Half the cars don't fucking run at SEMA.
I'm agreeing with Keo on this one. You
half the cars don't fucking
cars.
Run.
The Fitment on at least 50%
so,
of the cars
no,
at SEMA are trash.
I can see where he's coming from as far as what he's seeing is mm-hmm. he's seeing the ones that are presented, especially Vegas side, that are the pinnacle of the pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing the ones that are coming in that don't fucking run, that have Bluetooth drive shaft,
mm-hmm.
that don't have fucking welds on the control, that don't
complete.
Have finished paint jobs.
Right, okay.
Because
actually,
they're big name companies.
Yeah.
So now give it, if we had the opportunity to go to SEMA, I'm thinking... SEMA in his views of the
mm-hmm.
pinnacle of the pinnacle, please let us go to SEMA.
Yes.
But if you ask me to choose right now from what I know and I've seen, give me PPIR. I want to meet Dude in Blue. I want to meet all those guys at PPIR where it's the consumer and the competitor on level,
yep.
not huge corporation and huge
yes.
followings.
I've been to SEMA once, but
okay.
it's because I was
what
detailing.
Year? I want to ask you what year.
It was last year, or not 2023, but 2022. I went there because I was detailing.
So 2022, do you know how many cars that were actually criticized for having Bluetooth drive shaft, no axles, no brakes, no suspension?
Oh, well, 70%. I don't know. I only had to stay for a professional detail,
so
it's not
yeah.
like I got
so,
that experience.
And this is what I'm saying is, I see what you're seeing it from your
right,
view,
right, right.
as you saw what you were aimed
presented
to
and
yeah.
yeah.
Don't
see.
Get me wrong. The ones... If you make it to SEMA, I'm not. This is not a not criticizing anybody who made it to SEMA.
You've got a great.
You busted build. Your ass in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
Or
when
you
is
it
gonna
build.
See that street?
So
is what I'm getting. You guys are coming from.
Is it
gonna
a
see that
realistic
street?
So like,
vehicle
I'll,
to drive at any portion of time length?
So quick,
right.
no.
So quick, I'm gonna choose YouTube angle.
Mm-hmm.
If you could choose a YouTuber, I'll answer first. If you could choose a YouTuber who had a car in SEMA, who would it be? I'm going to say BSM Bill. I love the guy's story. I love his company. Him and his buddies are kicking
mm-hmm.
ass. And they're doing it out of a relatively standardized garage or shop. Who would you, out of looking at SEMA, as a YouTube person, who would you see? And, oh, hold on, time out. Let me also add Kimmy Oaks.
For people that have been there or would like to see that.
Who's, I'm going to say
I don't
been
know
there.
Anyone that has been there.
Okay, I don't know who's
you know
actually,
more people who've been there than
so,
you think.
I've detailed cars that have been there, but
okay.
I don't know who they are.
So, example, Kimmy Oaks.
I've detailed their cars.
Yeah.
He's
right
been
before
there.
Seaman.
I'm pretty sure Jimmy Oakes has been there.
Yes.
Daily German Exotics has been there.
If some
That's part, my pick is Daily German Exotics.
So out of all the drifters.
Your fucking videos are great. Sorry, go ahead.
Out of all the drifters and out of anybody I would like to meet, as dumb and stupid as it sounds, is Sam.
I think that kid is so unique.
Which
and
car?
So fascinating.
Which car?
Anything it brings.
Anything. Because his new S15 is gorgeous.
What about the S13?
His S13 was. That's what I mean. Samet has had such beautiful builds.
I have a kick to that one.
I would love to see Samet.
I'm going to botch the name because I'm very bad with names. I'm just going to nickname him Han.
Han was Kung or Sun Kung.
I'm bad with names. It took me 6 months to remember his name. I would love to sit down and actually have a conversation with him. Han specifically. Again, I'm using his incorrect name.
Sun
Fuck
Kung.
Off. I think it's because I like his actual genuine passion.
Yes.
And he's a promoter for the passion. He wants to keep this alive.
Speaking,
and we want to.
Exactly, because he is creating, in my opinion, is going to be the best live action of Initial D.
To be determined.
Determined, because it's not out yet.
It's
but
been
the,
done once before. And
but the
it's
live
better,
action
it's gonna be better than
before,
shit that
was
made before was
shit. But he actually wants to authenticate
time
a
out,
Japanese driver, film it in Japan.
As
on
close
the
to Japan as he can get.
Yeah, as close as he can.
Hold on, time out. We got to stop. We have to finish this up. SEMA, who do you want to see?
Sam,
who would you
want to
see?
I want to see Sam.
Nate. Sorry. Grace.
DDE.
Okay, Nate. Okay, awesome.
Haven't they been to SEMA?
Do you know a...
I haven't seen that.
If
but
you
I
had
also
to choose... So, quick question. If you had to choose... I know my answer.
I don't think they were in it.
If you had to choose, in order, you, me. If you had to choose between SEMA, Tokyo Auto Salon... And PPIR.
Tokyo Auto Salon.
Hold on. Him first.
Sorry, you did say
Mind that. You, I'm gonna have a caveat here. We're going together, so it doesn't matter.
We're talking PPIR or PRI?
Sorry, PRI. I apologize. PRI.
PRI?
I get
so
dyslexic, guys.
PRI is not an auto show.
It's not. It's an enthusiast show.
It's a manufacturer show.
Which has enthusiasts like Ross and Colin and Dude in Blue
they,
and all these other
they
guys.
They attend, but
yeah.
They're not manufacturer parts.
No, but I'm not speaking specifically.
PRI is for manufacturers of parts. So if I create a coilover, I'm attending this so I can show off the latest and greatest. I can tell you how everything works.
So you're seeing it from the manufacturer. What I'm seeing it from
is the visitor side.
Who can I see there?
Okay.
Can I meet Phil?
So
can I meet Odie?
Visitors.
Can I meet so-and-so? No,
visitors,
I'm talking encompassing aspect from companies to visitors.
Visitors.
So for me, I would say, obviously, of course we want to meet the
so
manufacturer.
It's a sponsor show.
Yes.
It's all of the driver's sponsors that are there.
Yes.
Okay.
So, again, for
personally,
me,
I want to go to PRI. I wanted to go this year, but by the time...
Don't get me wrong. We want to go to PPIR.
I slacked on it. I didn't realize it was happening until Ross
the weekend
posted
up, right?
On his story. He was
I'm going to
showing
P-
up on
PIR. Fucking asshole.
And I was like, fuck. I wanted to go this year. But I didn't make it to
what
it.
Was it? Tokyo?
Tokyo Auto Salon? SEMA? Or PIR? PRI?
I
want
to go to the
Sorry,
Tokyo?
I apologize. PRI.
Only because
PRI is local.
Only because local. I watched Sam's video recently, and HKS is finally building more cars again. They stopped. For
it took
so
them like what a decade,
years, but they're finally building HKS cars again.
That's fantastic. So you have.
So I have a question.
PRI. He is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna agree with Thrace here. PRI, and I'm going to give...
Just because it's local.
You know what? Hold on. I'm going to steal this from Martini Works. No contact. No context. PRI.
And
PRI,
so
we're
guys,
done. Continue
guys,
on. Next topic.
What is the one you guys would choose out of the three?
Mind
agree,
you, we're going to... We are going to do everything we can in the next 24 months to be invited to PRI. So
I'll work on the connections to SEMA. Hopefully we can get to SEMA.
If we can go to SEMA, I'd love to. And yeah, it's again, to go. I'm not speaking bad on SEMA. I'm also just I guess
even
a little
overcritical. Just go as visitors and not actual attendants.
Yes.
I would love to be
as
invited
a visitor,
to SEMA.
I would like to go.
I hope you boys are ready to drink and get some steps in.
I'm down.
Their base competition is insane there.
What's
sad
is
under an underpass.
Okay. Before we get sidetracked, continue on.
I forgot. It took too long.
We were talking about PRI and SEMA and shit we want to see, who we want to go to.
Yep, still forgot.
Really, asshole?
It took way too long.
This is why I say continue and eat your head.
I can't do that. It took too long. I needed to get it out right then and there.
Sorry for interrupting you.
No,
so in other words, tell us to shut the fuck up. It's one of the Asian assholes.
Yeah,
one of my splints.
So let's see. Cheers,
Chong, one of the two.
Yeah, good point. So event-wise, what are you excited to see this year, Therese?
This year, I'm excited
now,
to...
At caveat, to be more clear, what are we excited to go see that we can get to? And then give me a list of three events you want to... If no, it doesn't matter. Anywhere in the world, give me those.
My top one to go to this year, because I have already validated my time off for it, is DVCS. I want to go to every single round of it.
Fuck yeah. Same
just
here. I got we have time
it's,
off.
It's a realistic goal. It's
within
range.
I thought we asked this earlier.
That is the one I'm most excited for because we are partnered with them.
Yeah.
That is my most exciting one this year.
I swear we asked this earlier.
No.
No, I say a lot of shit in my head. Number two, what's an event we plan to go to that we're not sure?
Let me pause on that real quick. What are you most excited
about? No, I want to hear your three, then his three.
No, I want to hear his.
Okay.
Before
go.
We forget again.
I love the Daily Drift series. Like, this is all new to me. I've never been to the Midwest.
Oh, we're popping this Midwest cheer. That's right.
Never. I've lived East Coast my whole life. I've never been
so
anywhere.
So that's West Coast?
Or West Coast. I've never been. You know, I do the never eat soggy waffles, and I still fuck that up. But West Coast, I've never been anywhere further.
He's eating all the soggy waffles at this point.
What the fuck? I'm so done right now.
You never heard that before? Never eat soggy waffles. That's how you tell North, East, Southwest.
For but us, it was never eat shredded wheat.
Really?
Yep.
See, that just proves right there. But anyways, I've never been further than Wyoming. This is the furthest I've ever been other than Vegas. I've been to Vegas, California, Wyoming, and Wyoming is the first, or no, I went to Indiana once, but I was a super, super kid, so I don't even remember.
For me, other than being a child,
oh, I got one.
Go ahead. Within the past 5 years, I've only been to Seattle.
So,
and it was for
I got
work,
two,
so
I got two
events
I want to go to.
I didn't get to explore, I didn't get to do
much. And being a sand drifter, I've drifted US Air without even noticing that it was US Air because I've never seen it before.
You went with
the
Travis
County. Visited it and versus my sim racing.
It's
and drifting,
fucking dead on.
It's dead on. I loved it. Back then, I didn't know how they ran the track. I didn't know it was an old go-kart track. It's all new information.
No, it's an active go-kart and dirt bike.
So,
bike track.
For me, drifting it from sim and never ever even knowing like that existed or like it was there to actually seeing it was amazing. So I love to see all these events out here.
Okay.
I literally will see any event on this side of the coast only because I've never been on this side.
I got two events.
I like to see the different style. It's different style than versus where I'm from.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Three parts. First question. How do you think seeing different drifting styles through different regions in the U.S. that we're going to see? You grew up on West Coast. We're going to show you East. You grew up on West Coast. We're going to show you Midwest and East Coast. How do you think that's going to affect your opinion and your driving style you both want to achieve?
We'll show you the South, too, because I've been Midwest and South. That's all I've seen.
I have noticed the tracks are a lot less flat here.
Yes.
And
number two.
From being from the West Coast, we have a lot of flat traffic.
And number two. Do you think we can make it to Drift, Utah?
We can make it to anything we want to.
Am I right in the name? Drift, Utah?
We can make it to wherever we want,
number
as
three,
long as we put the work in.
Yeah.
Number three.
I agree with me.
If we could go see a drift event that's close, FD drift event that's close to us, where would it be? And I have one track in mind, and I think you know where I'm going with this.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Technically St. Louis, but it's in Illinois.
St. Louis.
It's Illinois. But it's called FD St. Louis, but it's in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yes, I think that would be, if I had to choose an FD event to go to.
I would have to choose that California event, though. That California event seems
how fast can
badass.
You get, yes, but at the same time, cost per cost.
Oh, yeah. No, like if we had
to. We could go to St. Louis.
Outside of Illinois.
Yeah.
If you could pick a track outside of Illinois that's relatively close.
Utah.
Relatively close.
Just hearing,
I don't know anything.
Hold on. Just hearing how
is close out here,
the outer zone talks about Utah.
For maybe in New Jersey.
Okay. This is going to work. We all have different tracks, and it's on different fucking areas of the country.
Right.
I love it.
For me, I think the closest would be New Jersey.
I think we could just visit all
New
three
Jersey
parts that we want to go to.
And NJMP?
I think it's called E-Town.
Oh, shit! Okay, I dig it. No,
one of my new acquired friends, who's actually a vendor of mine,
I like
is
that
a local
have...
to that track
okay.
as well.
I like that we have differing opinions on as where we'd like to go, because it's going to give
mm-hmm.
us experience.
So one of my vendors from Turn 14, he's a local
okay.
to the New Jersey track.
No shit. Okay.
Yes. His name is Mike. He just sold his
no shit,
E30 drift car, and I am slightly salty that he sold it because it was clean. It was a deep purple, cleanest E30 I've ever seen.
All right. Okay. To not let this Media Monday run a little long, what is your last one?
Yes.
We can run as long as we want.
That is true.
It's your wife that's getting mad.
Yes, she called me again.
I know.
And I greatly apologize.
So, sorry, Jackie. This is what happens when we keep going. So, where do you want to see your part of the podcast company, the media company, going in 24?
In 24?
Give me one event outside of DDCS. One event you want us to go to. How many? What do you want to do for yourself to help grow the brand? And then number three, how many events you want to drive at? And then same for you.
I want to drive at least once at every event, even if it's just a skid pad. I'm going to answer these backwards. I want to at least drive
at least to test and tune.
Yeah, just to test and tune, get the feel of it, since I am mainly a sim grifter. Where I want to be is, this is going to be my first year actually being media for Drift. So I just want to grow and populate for STTG and just grow the company in that aspect. I want to get more knowledge. I want to get a better camera, be able to provide the content that we need to everybody to give the best quality we can, because it's very hard to find 4K good quality drift videos nowadays. Even if we go back to, there's some recordings that I love to see that are camcords, like
mm-hmm.
old vintage camcorder recordings of like Japan drifting, but in the States.
Okay, absolutely.
Event wise, I don't know what's much out on this side. So any event
and
that I can
we're not saying
into,
here, just somewhere you would like us to go as a company,
mm-hmm.
as a group. What do you want us to go? And it could be say Lake Vegas Drift,
Red Rock. I really would think that Red Rock would be a great place.
Fuck is Red Rock?
It's a Red Rock Canyon. It's a drift place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm fucking new to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they just have a great scenery. I feel like the track is amazing there, and it's a great opportunity to get a different aspect of mountain drifting, like togays, street drifting, like, or regular courses. It's a canyon course.
So would you say, you know, I have this question. Therese, go ahead. What do you want? Same question for you.
Go through the questions again. My memory's terrible.
So is mine.
So what would you like? I went like the same exact question.
Same for you. Okay. I want to each ask the same questions.
Where
to keep it even?
Where do you want the media team to go?
I'm sorry, we didn't focus.
What
this
event do you want the media team to go to, and what is the end goal for the media team in Europe?
End goal for the media team
for 2024. Not end goal, but for 2024.
Yeah, for 2024. End goal for the media team is to learn as much as we possibly can.
Can I add something to that?
No.
Not allowed.
No, because you're going to confuse everyone.
Go ahead.
End goal for the media team is going to be learning as much as we can, not just for media, but for all three of us, so we can all understand.
No, that's what I want to say is, I want to add to that is, if you're a media company and you want to help us learn,
yes,
and you see something we can improve on, please let us know.
Yes. Please reach out.
We want to know. Like, I don't want to.
So open to ideas.
That's what I want to add.
I'm an open-minded person. Anything you throw at me, I'm going to consider, implement it, and make it my way.
We're gonna try.
I want the both of us to be able to fill in for it.
Yeah. If anything, we'll at least try it.
Yes.
And say you tell us the same thing, but somebody goes, but change this. Change your exposure.
Yes. A little teaser for you guys. I'm not going to be the only media person.
Yes.
Ooh.
Fucking high five here.
Hot take.
Fantastic.
I like that.
I'm excited. I'm sorry. So, no, that's what I wanted. I want people to reach out to us if they see something we're doing. It doesn't matter if it's media or if it's events or if it's driving style.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Reach out
to us. Please.
I apologize, Trace. Keep going, please.
What are the other two questions again?
It was,
you
answered the end goal for 2024.
What event do
you want us to see as that's not DDL?
DDCS. Any, DDCS. No Illinois events. Wisconsin events.
I want to go to that Georgia event.
Oh, you mean with slipping sideways?
Yes.
So you mean,
I want to go to that one.
So Alex,
yes.
Is that invite still open?
I would love to go to that.
One person that
if it is
my interest at the last import. Or at the last event was Pikes Peak. They're recording with the BMW, and I'm sure they have.
Oh,
drones
no,
up
that's
in
Golden
there.
Peak Media.
Yeah, Golden Peak Media.
The one with the BMW with the rig on top?
Oh, yes.
But they had a
I
want to
talk
to
these guys.
Good.
Hey, if you guys can get Golden Peaks Media to hit us up, I'm going to reach out myself tomorrow. But I'd love to get them on.
Yes, they seem like they had a very good trip. Strategic category.
And then motherfucker could drive.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're following candles
so bad.
In a car, that right there alone is gangster.
Or even leading the tandems.
Yeah, leading the tandems and filming from in front, that's a whole new level of gangster.
Yes.
And I respect that, and I want to learn it.
Please.
I want to learn that.
What's the last question?
Where we were going to be in 2024? What event? And just the expectations of the media, like, what do I want to?
The expectations.
This is why I write shit down, because I forget questions.
Expectations is learn as much as possible.
Yeah.
Every.
That's when I got to the open-minded.
Yes.
Please throw me your opinions. Please throw me
every
your
experience, whether it's good or bad, is a learning moment.
So,
no matter what industry you're in.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
As long as you're learning something from it, it's all good, whether it's good or bad.
Being the owner, what do you expect at all?
Well, I will say, on my behalf, I'm really bad at thinking of questions and not writing them down. This is why I'm big on emailing and texting you guys,
mm-hmm.
is I think of so much stuff during the day or during the episodes that I forget questions. So if I forget shit, I apologize.
Don't expect me to remember them either.
Like,
don't respect,
so
don't
much
expect
shit, like,
any
we're
of us
like,
to remember. We're all
no.
intoxicated and not remembering
no,
shit.
Even outside of that, I have a bad tendency of thinking of so much stuff during the day that I can't retain it all. I have to
and
write it down.
And it's just life. Like, we got other issues and problems or even issues, just other focuses other than the podcast.
Oh, you think
so
of one thing it goes to another?
We're human. We all have lives outside.
Yeah. Exactly. To answer the question, what do I see in the media for the podcast in 2024? I would like to connect with at least three large media companies.
Okay.
And I want to connect with a minimum of five local or grassroots. I don't care if you're in Australia, if you're in Japan, if you're in Germany, if you're in the Caribbean. I don't care where you're at.
The local will sell.
If you're a grassroots media company, I want us to connect with you.
Yes. Right.
I want to have you on to an episode.
Expectations?
Like, this is part of it. Is I want to contact at least five companies of grassroots level. I want to contact five mid-level. And I want to hit at least one large media company.
One professional.
Which is good because I've already been sharing, people's other media captures on Instagram. And they've been liking my story. I want to reach out to those people and contact them and be like, hey, I'm just starting media. Any tips and advice you have for me?
Send it. Just send it. The worst that you'll get is a
I don't want to help. Right.
Or
exactly. I don't want to help.
No, the worst you're going to get is a red.
I have nothing
for you. That's the worst you're going to get is a red.
It's going to be, I have nothing for you at the moment.
Or good luck. Or if anything, you'll get
this
nothing.
Camera, figure it out, you'll be all right.
Yep.
Type shit.
It's all trial and
error. So those are, as far as the media side goes.
Where do you
want to
go?
The other half of media, I want me and you personally to take care of. Is I want us to hit, I want to hit 100. I want to have 100 episodes, which sounds ridiculous. We have 52 weeks in a year. So I want 100 episodes of grassroots drivers.
That's okay, but that's 365 days in a year.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm thinking
100 episodes that's a achievable. Year is doable.
Well, we can do 2-3 episodes a day. I don't care. But I want to focus, I want 100 episodes of grassroots drivers or shops. Yep. You can be a tune, you can be a body shop, you can
drivers,
be a
driver's shops or
you can be a fucking small auto dealer.
Auto dealer, like, it could be a small time business selling t-shirts or apparel, whoever it is. One of our
I don't care where in the country.
One of our current sponsors for the flags that we just got, Down Bad Apparel. Or Dirty 13.
He's going to be on. He has
shout
no
out
choice.
To Blake. We would love Thank to you, have Blake. You on here. We're going to tag you in this.
Blake, I appreciate the flag. That's awesome. That's where I see media going. I do want 100 episodes of us reaching out to various people on Pro-Am and lower. I want to target grassroots.
Yes.
What events do I want to see?
I've got a few people in mind that I want to reach out to and try and get them on here. It's a majority of them are the Cincy boys.
That's who we know.
And there's some great people that I think will have a lot of knowledge to bring to the channel.
Absolutely. For me, I would love to. There's one person I want to bring on.
Okay.
Jakey boy.
Mm-hmm.
I
want to bring on Adam from a driver's perspective.
Owner. So we're gonna have Adam. It's gonna be a dual episode. It's gonna be in studio, in person.
Okay.
It's gonna be a multi episode. He doesn't know this yet, but we just
surprise.
Well, we discussed before, but it's like
scheduled. He watches this, so he's gonna.
Oh, I know. We discussed before, but it's always been like our schedules haven't lined up, and it's always been hard because I need somebody else to bounce questions with. Because reactions, stuff like that. But it's also you.
If you pause, I have a question. If I pause, you have a question.
I look at it from a business view. You guys are looking at it from a driver view.
Right.
I'm looking for a spectator and business view. You guys are looking for it. So you guys give different perspective. So events I want to go to, obviously daily drift competition series, because we're going to be there. We'll be there every weekend.
You said other than that. So what other event?
Well, I at least have, for me, I have to.
Yeah. No, I get it.
For brain processing, DBCS we're going to go to. I want to go to I really want to try to find a way to make it down to Alex's event for Slipping Sideways. Their competition series down there is going to be a four-track series.
Yeah.
I want to go down. I really want
at least one.
At least one. I don't care if we fly down in one. Alex, if you can pick us up at the airport.
Yes.
And you find somebody who picks up at the airport, I will find a way down there for that event.
Mm-hmm.
One of the 4 days.
Or if
fantastic.
We drive, if you can. Find us a place to stay.
Find me a good burger place. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Sold.
Let's see.
Burgers are the best.
Hell yeah.
I would really, really love to see, I think it's called Drift Utah for FD.
Okay.
The Utah track. I heard it's, but I think it's Utah. I heard it's insane.
I think you're thinking of Oklahoma.
No, Utah. It's an FD track. All the drivers love.
I'll have to research it.
We'll have to look.
I'm not familiar.
Sorry, I heard the episode like 6 weeks ago, and okay. I'm trying to pull memory back. So yes. If I'm wrong, but I heard it off of Outer Zone.
If you know FD tracks, list all the ones you know in the comments.
But those would be the three, and if I had to choose one additional, that's Outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Outreach, excluding Japan, because that's an obvious answer for me.
So stateside.
No, I'll still go international.
Okay.
No, I will go. I want to go to Paso Takeover.
Okay.
I would love.
Very
my nice. Reason is not for the events, for the track and the history.
Yes.
Pure and simple. Done.
Okay.
You guys got any other questions?
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Fantastic. Next time we'll focus a little bit more on him, but I think it was a good one. We had a little fun.
Yeah.
Sorry we didn't focus on you as much.
It's definitely cool. I love these conversations more than it just focusing on me.
Got a question. Thank you for your shirt reminding me.
Whose shirt?
That one, because I heard your comment in the kitchen where the simmer is at. Okay. So, your favorite sim game?
Assetto Corsa.
As of right now, I would have to agree.
Fair enough. I would say
so far.
For all disciplines,
if we could tune the wheel perfectly for a Car X, it would be Car X. But since it's so arcadey and Assetto Corsa's mods were built around realism,
mm-hmm.
it would have to be Assetto Corsa.
Yes.
Part two. Of the tracks we've downloaded, what's the one track you have to hit?
OSW.
Orlando Speedway?
Mm-hmm.
You. Of the ones we have in the system.
What's that FD track that Adam LZ just won? Wherever he just won last, that is where I want to drift.
I just told this about somebody the other day.
Well, OSW was the LZ event.
No, not the LZ event. He went to a competition, an FD competition, just won it. It's his last competition he's won, I'm pretty sure.
I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
I think it's the one that Ross just drifted, too.
Laguna Seca?
That
was
no,
a real life event.
No,
was that before?
It was before that one.
It
was the one right after US Air.
I want to say the only one that Ross has been to was the St. Louis one, and that was when he was still VQ in the hatch.
No, it was right after the US Air event.
There's so many events I can't keep
the one that he did the burnout competition in.
E-Town? No, New Jersey.
E-Town was the only FD one he went to.
Was it New Jersey?
The burnout competition was Rockford Speedway.
That one.
And
it's not an FD event.
Oh, it's not an FD event?
No, because that's what Cho did, the final RB power.
But I thought that's where Adam LZ just went and won the FD competition.
It had to be New Jersey.
It was New Jersey. Rockford is not an FD event.
All I know is it was not in Illinois.
Rockford is now permanently closed.
Yeah, they're starting to tear it down. I would choose, of the tracks we chose,
out of the tracks we chose,
for
US Air.
Multi-disciplines? I would take Gingerman.
Okay.
Reason being, I love that track since...
You didn't go with Mid-Pod.
Well, Mid-Pod, I can't circuit race at. I can drift and circuit race at grid line. At Gingerman.
Sim setup, you can do whatever you want.
I'm talking real life, asshole. At Sim Race, I don't care. You pick a track, we will stream it. I'm going to suck.
I think OSW, because it's got...
It's a great layout.
It's a variety of everything. You've got your tight technicals. You've got your long sweepers. You've got your Manji back into tight technicals. And
right.
you finish. It's a nice short track.
Awesome.
You can perfect all areas.
Yeah. Question for you. What's one track you think Jackie wants to see?
Our parking lot.
parking lot.
She wants to see me pulling in the parking lot 2 hours ago.
Okay, I'm going to yell at for this.
If it's an actual track.
An actual event.
It's more than likely going to be Gingerman.
Okay. Gingerman or USA or somewhere.
More than likely Gingerman. Probably this upcoming year without the child, in like 2 years when the child can enjoy it,
yeah,
it's still going to be Gingerman, so he can enjoy it as well.
I like how the hotels are close to Gingerman too.
Yes. I personally, fantastic. I would rather camp.
I want flight camping though.
I want that raw childhood from my past, because I used to go camping all the time. I think more people need to go raw camping.
You know, I think
you get a tent, put it on the ground, and you get a sleeping bag and a pillow, and that's all you need.
Go fishing for the weekend.
Get a little grill so you can cook your food. You can just cook out. Just make it a family bonding
experience.
If they
were still going to do PPIR, I think that would be a great event.
Yes.
The new version of that, whatever 24 is going to bring, I haven't looked at the schedule.
Yeah.
I think that would be the event to go to, because it's more spaced out.
Right. Okay.
And it's at, again, wherever it's going to be. I haven't looked at the schedule. I think that would be the event to bring the kid to.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Gingerman, unless you get the quiet family part camping.
Mm-hmm. There is none, because the music festival goes till like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, and you have asses at 1:45 in the morning, bomb the fucking 2-liter Subaru.
The worst part of the camping portion, which is like the opposite end of the camping section, that would be the only peaceful side of it. And the music is moderately low. Everyone's kind of out of the way.
Spectator Hill, basically.
Then you're making what feels like a 4 mile walk to
go. Bro, that is a far ass walk. And the only porta potties are in the middle of the fucking campground.
Yes, and at that point, I'm driving my vehicle.
I'm pissing in the woods.
And I'm parking somewhere I shouldn't be parking, and they're just going to have to deal with it.
If you could connect with, last question, if you could connect with one media company, one podcast group.
One podcast group. So far, my favorite one is Lonely Drivers Drivers Club.
Okay. State, Nate?
I haven't really looked into any podcasts, but that media team is still going to stay the same. Peaks.
Golden Peaks?
Yeah, Golden Peaks.
Fantastic. I would choose Stateside.
Okay.
I think I'm really going to choose Circle Adrift. I want to have a legit conversation with this.
If we're choosing Stateside, mine's going to be that one from Southern Illinois.
Oh, actually, thank you. Throwing Wrenches. I want to meet with them. Man, I want to meet with Throwing Wrenches. If it's drift specific, I want to know.
They're local, and I feel like we're going to have a lot of similar aspects on things.
You have two Toyota nut bags and two non-Toyota nut bags. I think it's great. I think.
Kill it faster. You're going too slow.
Drink, bitch.
That's too much foam.
No,
that's the perfect amount I have.
The worst amount.
Non-get drift dedicated, it will be Throwing Wrenches.
Yes.
Number two will be auto off topic.
Okay.
Drift dedicated, it will be Circular Drift.
Okay. Circular Drift, I like them. I've seen a lot of their TikToks, but I haven't listened to their actual podcasts.
Number three, Martini Works, because they're out of Wisconsin. But outside of the U.S., it's going to have to be a dual combo.
Mm-hmm.
My main option is taken out, because I haven't seen them active in like a year.
Okay.
My main one would be Gears and Beers. Media?
Jealous.
Unfortunately, they are not. I haven't seen them active. I could be wrong. I could be following the wrong account.
Yeah.
Which I've seen people have to, like 1010's podcast, they had to re-upload their entire shit to a new account.
Right.
I would choose Lonely Driver Club and Gutter to Gutter.
Hilarious. I love the content.
Gutter to Gutter, I think, would pick, because that gentleman has helped me out a lot.
Okay.
With a ton of content.
Mm-hmm.
One other person I want to have on is, what's his fucking podcast? Damn, nope, hold on.
Don't know that one.
Yeah, I've never heard of Don't Know His Podcast.
If you got a podcast named What the Fuck, please reach
great
out.
Fucking
I will behavior. Follow you immediately.
Not for real, though.
Right.
Goodest Cast. Palmer. Palmer?
Yep.
I would legit love to have us to visit or meet somehow at an event. I really want him on this podcast, because I would love to hear his opinions.
Because
you guys would agree with a lot of his opinions, but I would also think we all would disagree in a lot of opinions.
Yep.
But I just love his aroma, his character, his aura, his personality, his character. It's fantastic. He's a fun fucking person to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So Palmer, you guys, if you hear any of us, any three of us, you guys hear us, hit us up. I think we would love to do a podcast with that.
Oh yeah,
but,
definitely.
100%. So let's close out because you're about to get murdered. I have to really go to the bathroom, and she's about to murder me.
I got murdered an hour ago.
So did I. Right. So,
well, cheers.
I mean,
everybody.
She's cleaning the kitchen for the second time today. So
cheers, everybody.
I'm empty.
No, you're not. There you go.
He's empty now.
He'll drink for me.
Yep. All right. And that's the end.
See ya.
Take care.